Praise be Jesus and Mary. First, I will comment a little bit on the gospel passage of today and then a little bit about our saint of today. Here our Lord makes the point that after the after our deaths and the resurrection from the dead, which we all will, there is no longer husband and wife. Therefore, this woman spoken of by the Sadducees, whose husband was she to be after the resurrection of the dead? Well, none of them, because there's no marriage after death except to God himself. Or the way our Lord puts it, we are like angels. It points to the fact also by the phrase of our Lord that God is not the God of the dead but of the living. Our souls don't die. Our bodies will, but they will rise again and be reunited with our souls. But our souls don't, so we live on. And once we are in eternity, there is no further marriage. It's all everything, all our intention is focused solely on God. And we will not want it any other way. We could not ask for more than to be centered, than given completely to God, and God to us. That is what we must strive for. Paradise, heaven, union with God. There is nothing greater. There can be nothing greater. That is what we must strive for. And it begins here in this life, living a life conformed to the will of God, which will take the grace of God. We couldn't do it without. We must pray for it continually, incessantly, every day, and seek to work with that grace. Thus, we shall be and always then remain in union with God. Now, the saint of today, Saint Norbert, born in 1080, became a canon regular. He was a canon in the cathedral in Germany, where he was from. But he led a rather loose life. He had what he needed. He had servants. He had everything. Till finally, he was given a wake-up call. He was actually knocked off his horse while he was riding with some companions. And it woke him up, gave him a wake-up. Hey, I have to live more in conformity to union with God. I have to live a life of penance and sacrifice. And he repaired to a valley in Premontre in France, where he founded a religious order called the Order of Premontre, or the Premonstratensians, or the Norbertines, which would be a monastic order following the rule of St. Augustine. They would be priests living in monastic community, a contemplative monastic community, wearing a simple white habit. Well, eventually the Pope called him out to the apostolic life, more to the apostolic life. Well, actually, as priests living in community, they would come out and help in parishes and work in very apostolic life as well. And he was called upon very much to ultimately being made Archbishop of Mainz in Germany. And he was... compared to St. Bernard, who was a contemporary of his, St. Bernard, the abbot of Clairvaux, who was the apostle for Mary. He was devoted completely. Of course, they had both had a devotion to Mary and to the Eucharist, but St. Bernard was more an apostle of Mary. St. Norbert's emphasis was the Eucharist. But in any case, both very much apostles for the faith, the one true faith. That is the example we have today, one who did live that faith and sought that union with God by founding a monastic community that would also live the apostolic life, reaching out to the people to bring that very life through the Eucharist to our union with God. Let us then pray for that. Pray constantly every day to grow in that union, that loving union with God. It's a union of love. That we can be consumed with that love. And thus then we are prepared to enter complete union with God in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever.